anyone at the New Yorker actually go after Toobin for damages? You know, folks haven't heard Jeffrey Toobin, veteran reporter, legal insider. He thought a Zoom meeting was over, or that he was off camera and he was, you know, going at it with himself. And you know, people saw it. Co-workers saw it. Can they go after him? I'll never forget that image.
Well, their claim would be after the employer, assuming they're all employed by the same magazine, The New Yorker. And in order to, I think, really have a claim that sticks with The New Yorker, they'd have to show that The New Yorker was aware that this could happen. It was foreseeable. They thought something like this would happen, or they didn't respond appropriately when it did happen.
That he's got a pattern of behavior, and come on, you should have seen this coming.
Right, exactly.
Like,
I mean,
we've been confronted with this before.
You can't predict everything that anybody's going to do, but the way you can get yourself in trouble is if there's indicators that you ignore, or policies and procedures that you have in place that you don't enforce that would have prevented this, or if you fail to respond appropriately.
And I guess just the act of putting them in that situation with what they had was several different breakout groups in the Zoom, right, where it's like, okay, we're going to have a full staff meeting here, and then we're going to have break off for discussions on the side. But then there's also going to be the main group still going on. Like, by setting them up in this position where people weren't aware of who was on when, could you be like, you made everybody confused. He didn't know what was going on. And then he exposed himself to me, and I had to see it.
I think that's a tough angle to play. I mean, it's like
Adam Hill Esquire always trying to come up with that extra angle.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the Zoom world now. Everybody's kind of trying to figure some things out. I shared my screen for the first time the other day on Zoom. It was a little rough, but now I got it all figured out. I
think rough?
Yeah.
I do it all the time on our video stream.
Hey.
It's been mostly not a nightmare.
Yeah, it was my first time, and it was.
You have a lot more to lose than I do. Let's be honest.
No, this was. It's funny enough, as I was speaking to third graders at my daughter's school
government. That's a whole different deal.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know how to share this screen. Like, what's going on? They're like, hey, kids, if you have a question, raise your hand. There's 150 of them because all the third graders' classes together, all hands go up. I'm like, teacher, you're going to have to pick and choose who to call on here. I don't know these kids. I don't know which one's going to, is a ticking time bomb here.
You never know.
You don't
know.
You
just never know.
So we got exciting times coming up in a couple of weeks, Election Day. So we have some Election Day stories. Justin Watkins, our legal insider, Battleborn Injury Lawyers, is here with us, 570-9000. I have a lot of jobs. I got a paycheck recently. In there was actually a letter from the employer who warned that if President Trump didn't win the election, there might be layoffs. Okay, truth be told, that's not my job.
Yep.
But that actually happened in Florida. Looks like a trucking company, they get their checks, and there's a note in there, hey, if President Trump doesn't win the election, there could be layoffs, which, I mean, I think you start to run to the conclusion like, hey, nudge, nudge, you better vote the right way.
Yeah.
Is that legal?
I think it's on the line, and it's going to be depending on who is the enforcement arm there. I mean, I think that all the state run offices are held by Republicans in Florida right now, Florida governor and the attorney general. But from my perspective, is it voter intimidation? I think it is. I don't think it's appropriate. I think it's illegal, but it's going to be up to the state to enforce it or not, and they may not.